This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hallo mense, welkom, 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 welkom. Daar gaan ek weer. Bye bye mense. Julle moet lekker bly. Hier kom ek weer la 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 la, hier kom ek weer aan. Hoe gaan dit? Ag man, ek is so bly met my ook, hoor. O, dis 'n lekker show vandag. Want my usual team, ons team is nie nie. Is nie. Nie. Bernard is besig om voor te berei vir die Pink Lurie. Gavin het 'n ineensinking gehad gisteraand met sy ruggie. Ons sal alles by hulle hoor. Rian se kar is verkeerdelik gevul met iets anders as wat het moes. So ons sal by hulle allemaal hoor. Maar ons het 'n baie lekker show vandag, want weet julle wat? Ons is word vergas met twee spesiale mense wat van die begin af hier by my gaan sit, en hulle is Kosie Smit en Jaco van Rensburg.
Hallo Kasper.
Hallo julle.
Hallo almal.
Hulle was altoe al hier, soos julle kan onthou. Cola het lank saam met my gewerk. Ons het al daaroor gepraat, maar ons kan weer, mense kan altyd weer, dit is soos 'n, jy weet, baie keer vergeet 'n mens, of dit is net lekker om weer oor iets te praat, dan praat ons maar net weer.
Ag, dis lekker.
En dan Jaco was al baie hier, want hy's die wizard wat al die produksies opvoer wat niemand wil doen nie, maar of te bang is om te doen, en dan bring hy hierdie fantastiese produksies soos kan nou nie een onthou nie. Nee, maar daar was baie. Daar was Rock of Ages.
Ja.
Daar was
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Ja.
En daar was The Mystery of Irma Webb. Ja. Dis maar al.
Nee, maar dan, okay. Maar jy was in Sweeney Todd.
Ek was in Sweeney Todd.
Dis wat ek jou die eerste keer gesien het.
Is dit?
Ek dink so.
Nie in Cats nie. Of Jersey Boys nie.
Nee, ek het dit nie in Locals gesien.
Jy het my Prime uitgemis.
Ag, het jy hoog gesing in Jersey's?
Verskriklik, soos 'n girl. Ja, nee, soos amazing.
Regtig?
Ja.
Jy is multi-talented. Kosie kan ook soos 'n meisie sing, maar dis eintlik maar net natuurlike stem.
Toe. Ja, nee, dit is hoe ek praat.
Nee, ek het nog nie uitgesak nie.
Uitgesak, ondertoe gesak nie.
Ja.
Weet jy, iemand stuur vir my vanmôre hierdie fucking liedjie, en dit is baie interessant. Kom ons luister 'n bietjie. Dis 'n Afrikaanse liedjie.
Regtig?
Ja.
Sjoe.
Ek gee drie raaie waaroor dit gaan.
Seks.
Liefde. Tortel dive. Tortel hier en tortel daar.
Ou jou tortel, tortel, tortel duif. Ek is lus om gat te skuif. Ontlas op 'n kar se ry. Kry die tortel uit jou uit. Skit jou lyf, sis tortel.
Wat sê jy dan?
Skit jou lyf, sis tortel.
Skit jou lyf.
Tortel,
hier jou maat se pus, jy met dan die antwoord. Die ene dink ek. So aan al ons RSG luisteraars, julle kan vir ons stem wat die ene bel net in op ons nommer 5897755 en dan druk jy 1 vir tortelduif of twee vir jou ma se poes. Dankie. Ah, daar is julle keuses. Heerlik. Heerlik hierso op die Vrydagoggend lekker musiekies. So ons is hier om vernaamlik te gesels oor julle nuwe produksie Avenue Q wat gaan open hierdie Saterdag aand. Is ek reg?
Ja.
Ja.
Ja. Ja. En Saterdag aand, maar julle het al previous doen, ek het kom kyk. Ek het baie geniet en ek wil vir mense sê, gaan kyk dit, vir al die jong mense, gaan kyk dit, want dit is iets ongewoon en ontsettend goed gedoen. Cola, jyre, jy het self geskaaf aan die poppas.
Ja, nee, ek het, toe ons oorspronkelijk die produksie wil aanvat, toe was die poppe een van die groot praatpunte, en toe ons sien wat het kost om die poppe uit te bring, toe sê ons, nee, maar ek sal het self bar. Ja, so, dit is een van die redes, maar dit is, ek denk dit, omdat ons Suid-Afrika, dit is die premier hier in Suid-Afrika, en ons het gegaan, kom ons maak het die unieke Suid-Afrikaanse ervaring.
Okay.
Dit is al die poppe self gemaakt. En ek het dit toen aan myself gebou.
Dit lyk beautiful.
Hy het een amazing job gedoen.
Incredible
job gedoen.
Weet jy hoe mooi lyk jylle stel? Dit is so beautiful.
En hy het dit ook gedoen.
Ek weet.
Hy
het gebou in 'n garage.
Hy het.
Ja.
Dit is amazing.
Nee, ek het.
Maar dit lyk beautiful.
Dit lyk beautiful. Ja, ons is baie happy. En al die feedback wat ons kry is, mense sê soos, is dit die cast en die stel en die poppe van oorsee?
Exact, maar dit lyk so.
Ja,
kom, ek sê vir julle nou, dit lyk so. Dit is absoluut Broadway standaard. Dit is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So mense moet gaan en gaan kyk en daar onthou dat die julle, ons gaan nog daar oor gesels, ons het van die Avenue Q cast hier so later vandag, maar dit is type van soos Muppets for Adults, Sesame Street for Adults, type van ding, want dit het ook so ironiese ding van soos hulle altyd vir die kinderkies goed aanbied, nou praat ons oor grootmens dinge, maar ook met een smile, kies soos vir die kinderprogram, ja.
Ja, ons sê altyd, dis sort of South Park meets Sesame Street.
Yes.
As jy van Team America gehou, die movie, then this is right up your alley.
Absolutely up your alley. Want hulle, ek moet julle waarskie maters, hulle gesels en sing oor dingetjies soos
racisme,
seks, racisme,
pornografie,
homoseksualiteit, sodomie.
Hulle, daar is seks op die verhoog met poppe.
Oeh, daar is seks!
Die seks toneel is fantastisch.
Die seks toneel is van die beste en gereisieste seks wat ek nog in my leven gesien het. Maar hulle gaan daarvoor, hulle galop en hulle soek aan stal. It's beautiful.
Wat vir my die snaakste is dat die poppe nie onderlywe het nie.
Ja.
So alles gebeur in jou kop.
Absoluut.
So alles gebeur in jou kop.
Jy is raar.
Dit is fabulous, man.
Maar daar sies toch, maar daar is nou die bed, se, wat noem is daar die,
ja, die kopstuk, headboard.
Kopstuk, wat hulle ook gebruik, dan sien die ou pophandjie vasthou. Ja, dit is absoluut, absoluut fantastisch en snaaks. Maar julle het planne om te gaan Kaap toe of nog nie?
Dit hang af van die Joburg season.
Ja, ek het net 'n boek, for fuck's sake.
Ja, nee, ons wil het verskriklik graag Kaap toe gaan.
Die Kaap moet het, weet jy, wie gaan dit nou vreselik geniet? Sorry om lelik te wees. Bloemfontein.
Is dit? Ja, dis
ek
recht.
Ek dink hulle sal daarvan hou. Ek dink hulle gaan ons verbaas. Dink jy nie?
Hulle gaan kom kyk.
Hulle duisende. Kyk die stuk.
Ek bedoel dit nie deel nie.
Nee, maar dit is interessant, die stuk.
Hy sal uitverkoop by die sand.
Ja.
Hy sal.
Die sand, die plezier.
Ek was nog nooit daar nie.
Sy duisend sitplekke.
Ek sal gaan. Alles gaan.
Met, okay.
Kom ons vat dit.
Ek sê nou vir jou Bloemfontein, gaan julle, as julle maak het ook.
Kom ons doen
dit. Want die mens is uitgehonger vir iets soos dit.
Definitief. Definitief.
Want Bloemfontein probeer ook altyd bewys, dat hulle is up to trend, you know?
Ja,
en dan mense kyk altyd neer op bloemies en sê, ah, Bloemfontein. Maar eintlik is Bloemfontein se mense nice en hulle sal so iets verskriklik waardeer.
Ja,
ek sê nou vir jou.
Ons hulle gesprekke in die kar, Kosie. Oh,
ja, beplan nou die tour.
Die tour.
Kom ons kyk, wat se mense sal het geniet?
Ek dink oor die algemeen jonger, ek sê nie ouwe mense, ek is oud, maar nie,
jonger mense,
want ek dink die onderwerpe wat kind of aangeraak word, is jong menserige onderwerpe.
Moet die verwysingsraamwerk hê na The Muppets, daarom.
Ja.
Maar meeste mense weet van die Muppets.
Ja.
As jy byvoorbeeld die I-Team ken, ons het die, toe ons die pre-show music, as mense inkom, dan hoor jy I-Team.
Ja, jy hoor alles, jy sit in raai.
Jy sit in raai daar, ja. En dit is die type gehoor, wat ek dink ideaal is vir hierdie, want mense ken die Muppets, ons die Muppets is so rein en edel, en dan sê hulle fuck, in die eerste line.
Ja.
So dan, dis, ons sien mense wat oopkop is. Enig iemand wat oopkop is, jy kan 14 of 16 tot 94 wees, solank jy oopkop is. Ek dink dis die groot ding.
Ja.
Jy moet oopkop wees.
Ja, jy moet net weet wat om te, maar te sien daar.
Dis so moeilik om die show te verduidelik sonder dat jy dit sien, want dit klink, dit kan so vinnig twee klink. Mm. Maar dit is so goed geskryf dat dit net, dit is so nie twee nie. It is so relevant en magical en snarks en heartfelt. Ek weet nie, dit
strike me. Mes relish daarin, want dit is die wonderlike gevoel, obviously, wat jy kry van kinderdae en kinderprogramme en die poppietjies, en dan is dit volwasse temas.
Ja.
En dit maak het so oulik. Mm. En as jy dan, soos jy sê, oopkop, maar jy weet, Kosie, ek dink miskien die meeste mense is maar oopkop. Miskien moet een mens net vir Urania en omgeving sê hulle, jylle kom nie deur daar van toer.
Nee, ons bypass vir Urania.
Ja. Miskien is hulle oopkop op Urania.
Miskien, ja, vertaal het, Lankiekie.
Lankie. Loopstraat, die muziek bly spel.
Ja. En dan gaan doen jylle dit daar vir hulle. Ja. Kom maar kyk, ga jy so, ek het by my, Avenue, wat sy song sal ons bykie vir die mense, speel soke tuisters, wat, what do you do with a BA? Dit ja, is baie oulik, want what do you do with a fucking BA? En, is dit dit, ne?
Ja, is hom. Dit is die openingsnummer.
Ja. Die ouwe het die BA gekry. Ek weet nie wat ek
voel. What do you do with the BA in English? What is my life going to be? 4 years of college and plenty of knowledge have earned me this useless degree. I can't pay the bills yet, 'cause I have no skills yet. The world is a big scary place, but somehow I can't shake the feeling I might make a difference to the human race.
En die mense het baie gelag in die song, en die meeste van hulle wat gelag het, het 'n BA in English. So, dis oule. Okay, ek wil gou van die onderwerp afstap, maar julle vertel, ek het gisteraand gegaan na Betty Bangles se show.
O ja?
Betty Bangles het 'n one woman show in Pretoria se Beefcake.
Die nou, nuwe een.
Daar's 'n nuwe venue.
Ja.
Eerste keer dat ek het sien, baie nice, baie nice. En so nou het sy show from Bloemfontein, ek moet Engels en Afrikaans dink, van Bloemfontein tot Broadway, met Betty Bangles.
Stunning.
Bangles. En het was verskrikkelijk lekker. Sy vat sy gaan haal om, is baie plaaslik met Afrikaanse songs ook, gaan haal om daar uit Bloem uit, en ons vat hom deur na Broadway.
Lekker.
Brie weg. En het was heerlik, maar ons het 'n paar probleme gehad. Die een ding was dat ons Kasper Radio groep so gegaan het, en nou ja, soos ek sê, een persoon wat toe nou nie kon kom nie, is Gavin. En ek het hom gevra, hy moet vir my verduidelik, want ek het nog nie gehoor wat hy gesê het nie, maar hy moet vir my verduidelik, hoekom kon hy nie daar wees.
Hallo Cassie.
Hi Gavin.
En al die luisteraars daar buite.
Nou ja, hallo.
Sjoe, ek het 'n noue onkoming ondergaan gister. Ek was amper by Liewe Jesus. Ek het aan sy deure gaan klop. Ek het die een oomblik het ek gelê en het gegaan vir 'n gewone hoofpyn dokter toe, en all of a Sunday toe begin ek net so slaap. Ek kon nie reg praat nie. Sy het my gevra, "Waar bly jy, Gavin? Waar is jy nou? Wat is jou naam?" En sy kon haar nie antwoord nie. So, en agterna het ons uitgevind dat ek het 'n pre-stroke gehad.
What?
Apparently dit is wanneer die liggaam homself voorberei vir die grootte. Can you believe it?
Nee.
41 jaar oud maar en ek het 'n pre-stroke gehad. So dis hoekom ek nie gister die Betty Bangles show saam die rest van die Casper span Casper Radio show span kon bywoon nie, maar ek was daar in gees gewees en ek kan nie wag om Betty op die planke te sien wanneer ek weer 100% is nie.
Ja.
Okay.
Dankie Kevin.
Bye.
Jy sien ja, jy moet net 100% wees want anders gaan jy weer stryk kry as jy nie heeltemal reg is en jy sien vir Betty. Want sy werk baie hard op baie verhoog, hoor. So, maar dit was dit is 'n oulike show, maar dan Rian, wat ook daar sou wees, hy gaan toe nou met die Here diep in sy hart na 'n garage toe en toe gooi hulle vir hom diesel in 'n petrolkar.
Oh my word.
Ja.
Kijk.
Jesus.
Ja. Dis great. Dis great.
Op sy pad na die show toe.
Mm, ons love dit as dit gebeur. Dit is horrible.
Ja, want hulle moet alles uittap.
Dan moet hulle
tap. Oh, dan moet jy iemand kry om te kom suig en blaas.
Ja, blaas en suig.
Ek verstaan nie hoe dit kon gebeur het nie. Is daar nie... Ek hoor baie keer is daar 'n nozzle wat
die nozzle pas nie eers ek weet nie ek praat onder korreksie maar ek dink soos 'n diesel nozzle is bietjie dikker of dunner.
Ja.
Ek weet nie. Skien iemand van ons WhatsApp net verduidelik wat gaan aan met die nozzle.
Hoe werk 'n nozzle?
Ek weet nie van die nozzle nie.
Iemand is van Shell wat luister. Verduidelik vir ons hoe werk julle
nozzles?
Pilies. Die diesel pilie en die petrol pilie. En dan Bernard is ook op pad sterk nuis na toe vir die Pink Loorie fees. Gaan julle daar wees?
O nee, ek wou baie graag gaan het. Ek weet, dis die Mr. Gay World ook
oh
nou.
Oh my God!
I know! Ons, ja, ons sou afgegaan het, maar hulle het ons open. Avenue Q, môre.
Ja, werk ons.
Ek weet, maar dis môre.
Ek weet.
No. Maar julle kan hulle nie los op hulle eie nie.
Nee, nee.
Nee, ek stem so.
Nee,
julle moet daar wees na hulle kyk. In elk geval, hier is Bernard, hy wil ietsie vertel van die Loories.
Hallo, dit is Betty Bangles hier.
Betty.
Ek wil net vinnig inpop om vir julle allemaal te sê, onthou dit is Pink Loorie Festival volgende week in Nysna.
Okay.
Die wat nou nog steeds nie kaartjies het nie, asseblief kry julle gatte in rat, se werklik mense, nee. Daar's lekker specials, kyk op Mamba Online, hulle het lekker specials. Dit is so goedkoop as R6,000 vir twee mense.
Dis duur, Bets.
Met vlugte en car hire ingesluit en akkommodasie.
Okay.
So jy het geen verskoning nie. Wel, tensy jy werkloos is, dan jy verskoning.
Ja.
Maar anders is dit jy glad nie verskoning om nie in Nysna te wees volgende week nie.
Okay.
Dit gaan fantasties wees. Daar is so baie lekker dinge om te doen. Daar's water sports.
Nee.
Nee, kry jou brein uit die gutter uit. Daar's watersport op die water, op die meer, in die see. Nie ander goeders nie. Lekker goed om te doen. Daar is die Miss and Miss Mardi Gras competitie wat elke jaar is.
Ja?
En dan, obviously, die groot event hierdie jaar is die Mr. Gay World Final, wat in Suid-Afrika gehost word en in Nysna by die Pink Loorie Fees die Saterdag aand.
No.
En dit bring my by baie groot nuus.
Wat is dit?
Ons het 'n baie, baie spesiale gas as MC.
Wie is dit?
By die Mr. Gay World Final. Ons eie Casper de Vries gaan daar wees. So daar's vir julle nog 'n rede om in Nysna te wees volgende
week. Nou sien ek uit.
So ek hoop julle sien julle daar. Dit is van donderdag tot sondag in Nysna. Kry jou gat in Nysna.
En Betty sê ook, ek moet onthou om te noem dat daar's elke dag ook 'n show, Betty Bangles and the Queens of Wigstock. Die het hy nou in sy opgewondenheid vergeet om te sê. So daar's dit. En dan blykbaar is doen ek die MC werk vir Miss Gay SA. Wat 'n fok doen ek? Mr. Gay SA. Kan nie wag nie.
Mr. Gay World.
Ja. World. Ek wil nog daar Mr. Holland.
Ach, alles mooi. Dit is die mooiste gay mans wat by mekaar kom.
Mooi Holland.
Ek gaan vreeslik met hulle gesels.
Jy moet.
Ek gaan dinge uit hulle uittrek.
En hulle het almal aksente. Hulle het verskillende aksente. Dis internasionale verhoudinge wat gebou word daar.
Verhouding bou.
Ja,
international speel relations.
Speel attaché. Suid-Afrikaanse attaché.
Maar gepraat van bou, hoe het jy nou jou set gebou? Jy planne gekry. Het iemand vir jou gesê, ek het dit
nee,
so
gemaakt? Ons het, ons
het jy maar afgekyk op YouTube?
Ons het letterlijk, wat ons gedoen het, ons het die teks gelees en gegaan wat het ons nodig vir die produksie okay. En toe het ons maar navorsing gedoen en gekyk wat het ander mense al gedoen en okay. Wat wil Tim Leroux wat die regisseur is wat wil hy gehad het.
Wie is Tim Leroux? Wie is dit?
So Timothy Leroux en ek het ontmoet aarde land, seker 13 jaar gelede, toe ons Jesus Christ Superstar gedoen het, dat hy die choreografie behartig.
Wie was jy, Jesus?
Nee, I wish. Ek was Simon Zealot, die moeilikheidsmaker.
Ja.
Maar Tim het gechoreograf, en ons het toe vriende geword, en op
baie
projekte.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And you must lie down and not listen to the rooster. Ja, sorry.
Net so, drie keer kraai. Ja, en toe het ons ontmoet en vriende geraak en Tim het heel wat al krediete achter sy naam in termen van as a performer en as a resident director. Hy werk baie op die Janice Honeyman Pantos as a resident director. En toe het ons gedink, maar Timothy is die rechte persoon om die fysikaliteit van die poppe te kan verstaan.
Ach, dat is oule.
En die story te vertel, ja, en hy het een awesome job gedoen.
So jy het so een index in jou brein dan, en dan gaan jy die en ek, Timothy vir die ene.
Ja, ek denk elke productie wat mens aanpak is so, dis een unieke soort van ding wat jy moet, jy kan nie die selfde regisseur vir al die goed gebruik nie, so jy moet kyk wie pas by wat die project en wie is passionate oor die thema's en die goedkies wat aangespreek word, ja en ons het gevoel Tim is reg.
Nou, we are
theatrical.
We are theatrical. Ek kan het nie sê nie, want ek is een bykie van een probleem met my tongiekie, maar dit is jou company.
Dit is ek en Wessel Oendal, ja, ons besit via theatrical.
Al Wessel sê, want hy is ook een Fots, friend of the show, ja. Hy was al hier vir een hele paar keer. Laas wat Wessel hier was, het ons na die Eurovision Song Contest geluister.
Dis raar.
En ek het een report back oor die Eurovision Song Contest, wat ek graag vir julle wil gee, as julle nie omgee nie. Kom ons luister. Hier soos die A. Na 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 dis nou voorbij vir die hele flippen jaar, man. Die wenner was dit nou nie iemand wat ek wat gehad het met Wenny, maar dit was, ek weet, Elisma was hier so, sy, oh nie, Elisma, ek het, sy was nie hier nie, maar ek het wel gespeeld privaat by my huis, sy het gelike, die song.
Okay.
Ek ook aan die begin, in Wessel, kan ek onthou, het het ook keire gevind, maar dan, dit het bykie uitgepieter, maar dit is hoe hy klink, die wensong, hy begin oulik, wat een god, dit is hy, ja.
Dit is vreselik Middle Eastern.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern time preacher. Welcome boys, too much noise I will teach ya. Pum pum pow, rum pum pow. Hey, I think you forgot that I play. My teddy bear's running away. The Barbie got something to say. Hey, my summer says leave me alone.
Ek is so uitgewen, maar die vrou wat het sing lyk een bykie soos een seekoei wat te veel geëet het. Dan, die wat tweede is van Cyprus, dit was nou slet. Sy het haar gegooi. Sy het haar so gegooi soos jy weet wie.
Lucy.
Ja.
In die chat.
Ja, ja. Into my eyes, yeah, the eyes of a lion. En sy het gedans oopkoek, dis al wat ek kan sê. Ek dink die man sy het vreselik van gestem.
Klap.
Ja. Hier begint sy so bykie, sy is nog, sy idol, as sy eers wegtrek, hoor. Ja, 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 ja. Woo! Yeah! Ah. Oh. So dit was tweede.
Okay.
Hierdie een was derde. Dit is die een wat ons allemaal baie van gehou het. Okay. Wessel en Raymond en Gavin. Ons het baie van hom gehou. Goeie kompositie. I'm in open water. Hy is derde. Oostenryk. Die ene die met die sleet is Cyprus en dan die seekoei is Israel. And I get no sleep. Mooi. Nou kom die koor, lekker aan, vibe. Nou, dit was nummer 3. Maar dan, na elke Eurovision is daar een song wat dan begin oorspul in jou memory sticks. En dan, ewesklik begin jy dit like. En een daarvan is hierdie ene vir my. Dit is een common song, toe kan dit begin geluister. Dacht ook, ja, dit is een noot. Dit is een noot. Nou, love ek het.
Okay.
Oeh, vooral ek denk in die avond is jou party.
Party, nou.
Oeh.
Samme tortel, die.
Samme tortie. Jy speel jou een tortie, en dan gooi jy vir hierdie vrou op. Haar naam is... Lia Sirk van Slovenia en haar song se naam is Hafrene. Hafrene. Wat sê wel hier nie?
Liefde.
Dis hulle taal daar.
Amal soek liefde.
Maar hoor nou, as die dans deelkom. Kom aan. Ja.
Ja, jy reis so in die straat af met die kars, baie stadig, met een hand op
die yes, en dan so. Kom maar, do, 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 do,
en hy bys,
boom, boek, poef, poef, poef,
ja, ja, ek kan nie beatbox nie, ek moet nie, ek moet nie, nice.
Gaan gij, poef, poef, wel, blijkbaar was dat daar duisende mense wat vir die seekooi ingewag het in Jerusalem.
Okay.
Allemaal is opgepond.
Ach,
en nog een jaarkie is voorbij met die Eurovision Song Contest.
Eurovision.
Oeh, 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 is jy daar into comics?
Soos ek was ook jong was. Oeh, ja, ja, Marvel movies.
Marvels. En,
ja, 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 lekker.
So is dit toe bestem vir my om te gaan kyk na Deadpool 2.
Ja?
Oh. En, ek het nog nie gesien.
Oh my god, het jylle Deadpool 1 al gesien?
Ek het niks van die Deadpool gesien nog nie.
Ek het nie, ach, ek is jammer.
Ja, jylle moet. Stel te leer.
Jylle sal het verskrikkelijk geniet.
Ek sal, ek ja. Is seker ek sal.
Eers Deadpool 1 kyk. Okay, mm. Want hy breek konvensie en dan praat hy met die mense in die audio.
Oh ja, okay. Lovely.
Ja, dan gaan hy aan. En Deadpool 2 is dan nog snaaks, so, want is meer geld.
Okay.
Oh, jy sien.
Jy sien. So, I don't know.
What? Ek weet van dit, ek weet van dit.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ja, ja, ja.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ek weet van dit.
Dit was een baie, baie oulike...
Het jylle, okay, ek weet, mens moet seker nou nie topic verander nie, maar het jylle Madame gaan kyk? Oh.
Madame?
Dit speel by Cinema Nouveau. Ek is nee. Nou even daar. Dis fun.
Wat is dit, a movie?
Dit is Marvel, ja. Dit is nie Marvel nie, maar dit is... Dit is baie funny.
Is dit een superhero?
Nee. Dit is een maid. Ek weet nie of mens het so... Maar dit is een maid in een yeah? Baie rijk Britse familie.
Okay.
En dan moet sy instaan vir gas wat nie opdaag nie. Maar die familie wat rijk is, probeer nou gezicht spaar dier die gas nie opgedaag het nie.
Okay.
En sy word nou die
okay, gas. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Maar sy is terrible. Hulle, ek weet nie wat die actrice gekry nie. Sy is fantastisch. Sy is baie lelijk.
Ek sal definitief
maar sy is fantastisch.
Madame.
Madame.
Okay, ek teken het aan hier. Jy kan hoor.
Skryf vir boek.
Teken het aan. Ok, ons gaan nou dan oor Deadpool 2 praat, want die onderwerp is nou weggerik.
Ek is jammer,
Nee, is ok. Nee, is ok. Want weet julle wat, dit is tyd dat ons met Emmanuel praat. So, ek gaan hier so vir Celine Dion vra om Ashes te sing. Ashes. Maar dit is van Deadpool 2. Oh. En terwyl dit so bietjie speel, dan kry ons vir Emmanuel, en ons praat gaan met ons. Dit is een baie oulike muziekvideo, julle moet het kyk op YouTube. Celine Dion, Deadpool 2. Hy geef haar baie grief, arme Celine. Maar ondertussen is Emmanuel nie. Hallo Emmanuel.
Hallo, hoe gaan dit? Dit daar soos ek nou aan.
Nee, sorry, ek het gedink ek druk, maar toe druk ek verkeerd. Dit is maar hoe dit gaan as mens ouer raak.
Solank jy net nie te hard druk nie.
Of te diep nie.
Of te diep druk nie.
Ja. Nou, soos jylle onthou, 2 weke gelede was ons in een toes. Jylle, ons is in een toes hier rond gewapper. Ons soek een nieuwe logo, ons soek een nieuwe logo. Niemand kan een nieuwe logo nou maak vir ons nie. En toes is Charmaine, bless her little heart, Harris, sê to, but I've got someone for you. I've got a surprise for you, Casper, Emmanuel. En daar is Emmanuel op die foon. En die jylle hoor my, ons het skielik een nieuwe logo. En het is beautiful, dankie Emmanuel.
En precies op jylle wat vierde verjaarsdag, nee?
Precies op die vierde verjaarsdag.
Het jullie happy birthday daarom gesing?
Ons het die volgende dag.
Oké, okay, kan ons ja. weer doen?
Oké. Okay.
Of is het een beetje laat?
Nee, ons kan.
Kan ons moet allemaal saam sing.
Sit in.
Oké, okay, maar ek ken nie die Afrikaanse woorde nie, so kan ons die Engelse weergave ja. van happy birthday doen.
Happy birthday. Ja, nou is het makkelijk. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oké.
Okay. Oké, okay, je gaat
happy birthday, birthday to you.
Us.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, dear Casa Radio Show. Happy birthday to you.
Dit is my verjaarsdag. Ek verjaar altyd vir so 'n week lank.
Ja,
jy's selfish.
Maar ons verjaar nou al vir 3 weke.
Dis my keuse nie. Al die vriende en familie wat hier oor die weg kom, jy weet, dan verjaar jy hierso en dan môre verjaar jy hierso en dan verjaar jy daarso.
Ek verstaan. Ja. Nou, kom jy van die Oostrand af?
Nee,
okay.
Ek kom van die Suidrand, Natal, okay. ja.
Natal.
Ja, daar groot geword.
Natal, my Here, ek het lanklaas ene gesien.
Een Nataller gesien.
Een Nataller, ja.
Zulu Nataller.
Hoe ken jy vir Shamai, wat het gebeur?
Weet jy wat, Kasper, ek was nou al so baie op Cliff Central gewees.
En, wat?
Ja, natuurlijk.
Hoe kom jy daarvan nie?
Ek was al een paar keer op Gary Hertzberg's sy show gewees, vir anti-bullying en goed, want die laatste 7 jaar doen ek baie anti-bullying projects by skole, met Resolve Stop Bullying. Ek is ook een life coach, en dis ook vir Shamai en vir Liesel Tom King, want ek was op hulle show ook gewees vir life coaching.
Wat is een life coach?
Een life coach is, basis, wat jou ma is. Hulle sê ons vir hulle kinders wat om te doen en hoe hulle moet lewe en al
soort goed. Jy help mense wat pathetisch is.
Exactly. Ja.
Ek sal kom keier.
So as life coach is die lekkerste ooit ding, so ek dink, want hy is iemand wat vir jou die hele tyd kan raad gee.
Absoluut.
Dink daaraan. Jy moet eintlik vir jouself die hele tyd sê en dit raak boring. Ag, dit raak uitmergelend.
Absoluut. En dan natuurlijk ken ek vir Shamai deur die bedrijf ook, want ek is ja. in entertainment bedrijf nou vir amper 10 jaar. So.
So het jy gegaan op die Without an E's and A's program van
Dis hy, yes.
Okay. Mm. Okay, nou begin ek verstaan.
So wat, dis hoe ons allemaal gelink is.
Okay, want Gavin het jou opgeken.
Yes, Gavin ken my van South African Bachelor of the Year. Ek was South African Bachelor of the Year 2 jaar gelede, en hy was een van die judges. So dis hoe ek vir Gavin ken.
Okay.
Oh my ja. Word.
Letterlijk. Like 7 degrees of separation.
That is amazing.
Ja.
Luister maar, waar is hierdie logo? Ek wil het sien.
Manuel, het jy een voorbeeld?
Ja, my phone is daar buiten.
Nee, wacht, ek het een.
Ek wil weet wat ek praat.
Ga na cliffcentral.com okay. op jou phone.
Ja.
En dan gaat jy...
Is het op de Casper Radio Show?
Dan gaat jy na Radio Browse Show. Categories.
Categories.
Browse Categories, en dan ga jy na... een wat sê hy laai wekie sterig hier by my nou.
Is hulle op die wifi?
Ons is op die wifi, okay. Dan is daar business en die volgende is comedy en dan is hy nie daar nie.
Of julle kan maar net gaan na die Casper radio show.
Daar is hy, daar is die ding is, wacht, dit is een klein voorbeeld van die logo, ek het hom groter hierso, op okay. my...
Ons te projector nodig hierso in die studio.
Ja, maar julle moet die, laat die mense al kan kyk. Ja, ja die link
ek moet sê, mense het op een stadium vir my gevra ook vir die logo.
Dit is mooi, dit is op die Casper Radio Show, dit is Twitter.
Okay.
Dis Prala.
Dis Prala, ne. Mense het gesê, Kasper...
Dit is baie effectief, ne.
Dis een wiki.
Hoekom, maar ons het blijkbaar op ons interview, wat ek nie kan onthou, ons het gesê nie, ons het gesê, ons gaan een paar gere kan mense kies, maar ons het toen net besluit, gefok, dat die daar ene is goed.
Dis die mooiste.
Hoekom het mense nou kies vir
jou? To be honest, ons het een paar gehad, onthou jy, en toe op die einde van die dag, toe collaborate ek en jy saam, en toe kry ons dit, ja.
Maar toe kry ek mense wat my vra, nou waar is die kies en kies ene, pick and pay. Toe sê ek nie, ek is jammer, ons het nou man het dit geskip, because, you know, sometimes why wait for someone's advice when you already know what is the right choice.
Exactly, en ek is nou nie a fortune teller nie, maar as ek een was, ek gesê het, hulle sal hom in any way gekies.
Ja, en so, jy het baie mooi, want ons het a fale gehad.
Ja, en hierdie is lekker bright.
Hy is bright, en hy kan adapt word.
dit is die plan wat ek en jy oor gepraat het.
Ja, ja. So as dit, soos jy gesê het, as dit aanbei week is,
dan sit ons aanbei.
Sit ons aanbeikies ja. Om dit. Ja, or whatever.
Ja, as dit Christmas is, dan sit ons sit pleks van jou cap, jou rooi cap wat ons daarop het, sit ons een kersjes hoekie op. Hoekom nie?
Maar, Emmanuel, is dit wat jy doen, of is it amongst the things?
Amongst the things. Liesel Tom het my gedub as a multi-portfolio artist, want ek is acteur, ek is a sanger, ek doen baie theaterproducties.
Oh,
ja, okay. En dan, ons allemaal weet in Suid-Afrika die entertainmentbedrijf betaal nie. So, toe het ek een bemarkingsmaatskapie oopgemaak, so ons doen lovely. Social media marketing, designs, producties, videos, musiekvideos. Cool. Ja.
Okay, dis en, awesome.
En dit betaal die rekeninge.
Vertel vir ons, wat noem julle jouself?
EP Digital South Africa.
EP, en dis jy, jy is ja, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Peterson, ja.
Cool.
Wat is die laaste woord? Production?
Digital
South Africa, ja.
Ok, so jy kan opsoek baie makkelijk op al die social media en op Facebook, I suppose, en op die internet. Ne?
Ja, nee. En as jylle my naam Google, is ek op eerste 10 bladsy, is crazy. Hoeveel ek kan nie weghardlip nie.
Hoeveel Emmanuels, hoeveel M's daar in Emmanuel by jou?
Net 1.
Waha.
Alhoewel die courante altyd extra 1 by sit.
Ja, hulle wil, want dit is soos die fliek, jy sien.
Ooh. Ja, jy gaan nou vir my lach, nee, mense onthou nooit my naam nie, totdat ek sê, onthou jylle na 12 op ETV.
Ja, Emmanuel, oe ja.
Ja, die kons vergeer het nooit nie.
Ja.
Dry humping.
Emmanuel, sê vir my, toe jy nou jonk was, wat is die eerste song wat jy kan onthou, waarop jy, nie, iets gedoen het nie.
Which song but did sorry, you lose but your virginity to?
La 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 je t'aime.
Nee,
well, nie, praat sy daarvan nie.
Nee, okay. Ek wil nie daarover praat. Nee, ek wil praat oor die eerste song wat jy kan onthou as 'n kind, wat vir jou fantasties was, want dan gebruik ons dit sommer as ons stofpoepie nou.
Memory, ek het baie musikale familie, so my ma het altyd orgel en klavier gespeel.
Maar denk nou terug, as klein Emmanuel.
Yes, ja, die eerste memory wat ek het is ou Lorika Raag's Mannekies Roo. Ja.
Okay. Is jy so jong?
Yes, jy is jong.
Jy moet my oom sê.
Oeh, ja vir my tannie.
ek word 38 hierdie jaar, hoor. 38.
Nee, maar...
Dit is goeie gene.
Okay, right.
Mannekies Roo, ek het nog daarmee gespot in my shows, man.
Jy het, ja.
Ja, my oom se motor, nee, my oom, wacht, haar woorde is die oom motor.
Nee, my oom se motor. Ja.
My oom, noem my tanie, a ou machine, denk ek het ek gesing. Hey, en hy pomp haar vol met,
ek kon doud het, ja.
Something.
Ek het 'n foto, wat is het, fotogeniese memory, so ek onthou altyd die randomest shit. Dit is crazy. Ek onthou goed van toe ek 2 was, en dan praat ek met my sissies, en hulle kyk na my, en dan, hoe onthou jy dit? Vir 'n
graphic memory.
Dis amazing.
Hoe werk dit? Kom het net op in jou kop?
Dit beteken ek dink in prentjies, en omdat ek dink in prentjies, onthou ek alles. So,
amazing.
It's amazing.
So, jy straight A's gekry in matriek. A.
6 onderskeidings,
ja.
Dis
amazing.
Oh my word.
Ja, maar jy was na ons generatie, so jylle standaard het als een bykie
gedaal. Baie gedaal.
Ja.
En hy kon het gaan op fotografiese memories. Hy gaan het, wat is een bladsy het ek gelees? O ja.
86.
As dit nou maar net so gewerk het.
Ja, nee, natuurlijk.
Want ek miskien 7 of 8 onderskeidings gehad het.
Ja, jy kon jy al soveel kry. Ons kon net 5 kry. Dis al waar dat was.
Ek dink ons het 6 vakke gehad, nee. Motor
is is dit nou Rika Raag?
Nee.
Wat een fuck daar gebeur.
Sy klink een bykie boets daar so, hoor.
Sy is sigarette geroep.
Texan Plain.
Lorika Raag, gunstelinge, denk jy?
Het klink soos Steens Jordaan.
Denk jy, dis mense wat haar goed sing?
Ja, ek dink so, ja.
Ek fucking hoop so.
Dis cover.
Oh, dis hy! Dis hy!
Dis hy! Dis een duet, jylle. Dis een duet.
Gloria Bosman het geëind.
Ach Emmanuel, dit was nou lekker.
Ek het nie geweer al so baie versie nie. Ek ken net like 3.
Ja, nee, hier so die oom doen allerhande goed.
Dis wat hulle besig. Hulle noem dit world domination. Vat Lorika Raug se song en maak hom net langer.
Maar daar's 'n ou ook wat ek nog nooit ontmoet het nie, maar ek sê altyd van referensie, maar hy's 'n referensie. Hy sing dit ook.
Wat is hy wat sing? Het jy hom al gesien? Hy's fantasties.
Hy is amazing.
Om hom live te sien, dis fucking amazing.
Ja, is incredible.
Hy's baie goed.
Hy het baie pryse gewen
daas jaar. By die Gumas.
Ja.
Ek het hom gesien een keer op 'n fees toe hy verby my gestap. Ek was op pad na die vetkoekstallietjie. Maar ek het nooit ontmoet nie. O God, is hy weer? O, dis dieselfde track.
Ek sê vir jou, hy gaan net aan en aan en aan.
Nee, nee, ek het 'n ander track nou begin met Revenge, maar dis dieselfde op 'n ding.
Maar sê dat al die songs deesdae dieselfde klink nie.
Dis, dit is.
Jy luister na Teens en Revenge en al daardie ouens en hulle klink almal dieselfde.
So daai ou in die begin van Nouna se track is Revenge.
Ons dink dit ja. Klink soos Teens.
Ons dink so of dit was Teens of een van die ander.
Teens Revenge.
Of
Teens Revenge.
Teens met blackface.
I doubt that very much.
As Teens or Daniel en Revenge 'n babietjie gehad en dan sou dit so geklink.
Ja. Nee, maar Revenge is baie gewild. Ek weet mense staan tou.
Ja.
Shows is uitgeboek.
Hy sê's Bobby. Bobby van jou soort, maar ja.
Weet julle Frans van Steyn wat vir hierdie show musical direction gedoen het vir 'n lang tyd toe ons hom nog kon bekostig het. hy produce Revenge se goed.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So nou moet ek
baie goed
terugkrol na François toe en sê, François, want ek het toe nie geweet Revenge so goed nie, en groot nie.
Ja,
hy's fantasties.
Fuck, nou moet ek gat knyp, networking doen. Miskien moet ek Revenge kry by show.
Dit wys hoe sterk social media is, want hy het famous geword op social media omdat iemand, een van sy bure, het om die draai gekom en hy het gitaar gespeel en ek dink Della Rey gesê.
Dis hulle, ja, hulle Steve. Ja.
En toe die tannie vir hom gesê, my jene, ek het genoeg, jy's 'n wit laatjie wat hier so besig is om te sing, kan ek jou afneem? En toe gooi sy dit op Facebook,
media.
Ja, en volgende oomblik toe sy viral en nou sy een van Suid-Afrika.
Maar hy's goed, hy's baie talented.
Maar wie het ook so begin, Justin Bieber.
Ja, ja, ja.
Yes.
YouTube sensasies.
Koosie, dalk moet ons dit begin.
Yes.
YouTube channel vir Avenue Q begin. Oh, ja. Yes. Ons viral gaan.
Oh ja, ons moet.
Emmanuel, al jou vriende, almal sê hulle moet gaan kyk na Avenue Q.
Ek sal vir hulle sê.
Hulle moet gaan, dit is verskriklik.
Ek nou net hulle tweet ge-retweet.
Ek het gesien.
Awesome. Dankie,
ja,
Emmanuel.
En ek sal 'n bietjie bemark van my
kant.
Maar Emmanuel, jy het nou self jou ewe skielik pens en pootjies bevind in ons logo in, want jy sal, ek sal nou elke nou en dan vir jou met WhatsApp en sê dit is hierdie, ek kan jy vir my net te tweak vir dit, vir hierdie week of vir daai week, sal jy dit vir my kan doen?
Natuurlik.
Jy is
op my speed dial.
Yay!
Ek moes weer gesê, EP Digital South Africa is nou die Casper Radio Show se sponsor.
Ek love om dit te hoor, en ek het net een woordjie daarvoor, en dit is
yay!
En ek wil
just so half in harmonizing ook, nee.
Ja.
Van harmonies daar.
Yay.
Oh, dit is al fantastisch wees, maar dit is just die voorsienigheid deur Charmaine wat ons nou hier so gesels. Baie dankie. En I just want us to be one step ahead of the rest.
Ja. Okay.
You know.
Maar dat is daar te tel nie. Ja.
Because since we got our logo, they have started to change theirs.
Dit is awesome.
So ons gee 'n standaard wat hulle navolg.
Ek sê mos altyd lead by example.
Exactly.
Altyd, en dit werk altyd.
So onthou, ons moet die hele tyd one step ahead, one step ahead, one step ahead.
Awesome.
Okay, man.
Wat is die volgende public holiday wat ons het? Youth Day.
Wel, dis nou
Vadersdag is volgende.
Ons werk op Utah al die vakansiedae, ons
weet. Vadersdag 17.
Nee, maar dis maar nou volgende week is die Pink Lorry.
Ek het nou net daaraan gedink toe jy gepraat het daar.
Kom ons gooi daar 'n pink verwyfde lorie op die logo volgende week.
Let's do it. Paar vere.
Ja. En dan voel ek dit, dan sê ek Kasper voel vere. Ja, oulik, nee, ek is oulik.
Dis oulik, jy is oulik.
Maar sien jy hoe goed collaborate ons?
Dis
so mis dit, hè? Ja.
Maar ek het vandag ook 'n lekker woordspeling gehad met hulle, sê die poppe gaan dans. Want dis die poppe, want
die poppe gaan dans, ja.
Soms weet ek nie waar is my einde.
You have a way with words, wat kan ek sê?
Ok, so nou vraag ek ons Avenue Q gaste, Kosie en Jaco, wat se liedjie wil moet ek nou speel van Avenue Q?
The internet is for you know what, dink ek.
O, dit was verskriklik snaaks, ja.
Ja, want dis waar.
Ja, en almal het gesit en bloos.
Ja, almal het.
Maar hoekom? Ek verstaan nie, want almal doen dit. Of is dit net ek?
Ja. Is net jy.
Maar ek dink, weet jy wat, ek gebruik dit nie so baie vir porn nie.
Mm.
Maar in die daai tyd.
Nee, maar as jy dink, vroeger jare moes jy 'n DVD-skelm gaan uitneem of 'n video type.
Nee, nou. Of 'n video wat getype is tot type, tot type, tot type. Ja. Jy kon nie mooi sien waar's wat nie.
En dan moes dit was 'n skaam en dit was 'n gesukkel.
Was 'n gesukkel.
En nou kan jy dit net aflaai, maar ek dink dit dis oor. Nou is dit so of
wat else nou? Dis net 'n knoppie weg.
Ja, ja, ja.
If you pardon the expression. Maar weet jy, Koosie, ek het hierdie produksie gesien in die jaar van ons Here 2003.
Oh wow.
Toe het hulle net op die Tonys gewen. En toe boek ek al voor.
Ja.
So dit was daai Tony Kaas nog gewees.
Oh, wow.
Ek onthou die een ouetjie het so snaakse gesiggie gehad, dat nooit se vergeet nie. Hy het so amper 'n pop gesiggie gehad. En dis toe ek het laas gesien het. So ek kon nie veel daarvan onthou nie, maar ek onthou daai die gay song en ek onthou die porn en daar goed. Ek dink die porn was dalk meer skaammakend in 2003 as nou.
Yeah.
Nou is dit also half you reflect on it and you go yeah. Ja, it's not dis nie meer so.
Ja. Yeah.
Want toe it weet papa die werk gaan porn soek.
Maar ek dink baie van die onderwerpe is gedesensitized
ja.
Oor die jare.
Ja, definitief.
Want mens kan enige plek porn kry. As jy Facebook net te vinnig oopmaak, dan is jou face...
Is dit so?
Ja, 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 mooi spel.
Hi,
ja. Ja.
Maar jy moet hom vang voordat iemand hom geblok het.
Ja, ja, ja. Ja.
Weet jy wat, ne? Nou die dag vir 'n joke, nou is ek op een of ander chatgroep op WhatsApp en ek net vir 'n fun soek ek op Google, bam.
Oh, dat is baie voorzichtig wees wat jy deesdae Google.
Heere,
ek jy gaan staat so goed sien, ja.
X, bam. Ek kon dit nie glo nie. Wat gebeur met die wêreld?
Oh, dit is so sonde.
Dit is my so verkeerd.
Deesdae is die skok as jy klere aan het.
Ja,
ja, ja, I suppose.
Ja, jy moet nie meer klere dra nie. Binnenkort gaan ons allemaal kaal buite rondloop.
Oh my word. Nee, ek dink daar's limits.
Ek krijg hier binne bly. Maar ek sal my verkykers uithaal.
Jy sien.
Noem gou julle cast, wie sing internet vir porn?
Daniel Geddes speel Tracky Monster.
Gaan hy ons nou met hom praat.
Ons gaan net hoe lekker met hom gesels.
Yay, Daniel! Daniel is leaving. Tonight on a on his foot, coming to Cliff Central to talking to Casper and Groot. Ja,
Groot.
En Ashley Harvey.
Ashley Harvey.
Kate Monster speel.
Ja.
Yeah. Okay, kom ons luister. Emmanuel, baie dankie dat jy hier was.
Dankie vir julle. Jy sê dit was so awesome geweest.
Jy is te dierbaar om seer te kry.
Julle is oulik.
And I'm going to teach something relevant, something modern. The internet.
Is alles te maak met iets.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
Is jullie al geconfused?
Ja, dankie.
Okay.
Oh, dit ken ek, toe ek jong was.
Dit klink soos Marian Faithful, maar
ja.
Dis nie.
O, is dit nie?
Nee.
O, ek het gedog het Marian Faithful.
Ja. Many times I tried to tell you.
Many times I cried alone. Maar dat is bij 80's.
Bij 84, as a matter of fact. Je kent die song.
Ik doe hem, maar ik weet niet nou wat het is.
Wie dit gesing het nie, maar...
Pat, heet het gesing? Pat.
Benatar.
Ja.
Oké.
Wat is de song zijn naam?
Ik weet niet. Belong.
Oh, what's that?
It's a guitar.
Yeah, klink het bekend. Close Dance. Australië groep. You know, it's a perm. 2 months.
Europe.
Nee, nee.
Listen, man.
Kom aan.
I'm lying alone.
Oh, yeah.
With my head on the phone. Thinking of you till it hurts.
Air Supply.
Uh-huh.
But whatever you do, don't
tell you that, I'm all out of love.
Okay, alright.
I wish I could
be. Hierdie alles iets te doen.
Oh my word.
Wat is dit?
If you can turn back time.
Nice.
Turn back time. If I could find a way. I'd take back.
Hierdie ene? Oh, this is actually a beautiful version. Beautiful Virgin. Omdat hy 3 months van Noorwee. Aha.
Aha.
Talking away.
Aha.
Aha. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway.
Of course. Dis 'n baie mooi weergawe.
Baie jammerige.
Maar dit was...
Ja.
Shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? And take on me.
Dit is alles te doen met Kosie Deadpool 2.
Regtig?
Ja.
Ons sou dit nooit geweet het nie.
Ek weet, daarom ek baie subtiel weer probeer terugbring in die show.
Well done.
Maar Deadpool 2, ek het die onderhoud gesien met Ryan, is dit Ryan Reynolds?
Ja, hy's pragtig.
Maar hulle het blykbaar wou nie die stuk opgetel het nie. Die nie een van die filmhuise wou dit gemaak het nie.
Nee.
En toe hulle dit die mense wat dit nou doen, fok, maak verskriklik baie geld. Maar hulle wou nie. Hy het gesê, hy was, ek dink hy was op die Ellen Show, het ek het gesien.
Ja, sê, hy het gesukkel, ja.
Hy hulle wou nie dit gehad
het. Vir alle eerste een het hy nie 'n budget gehad nie. Toe moes hulle soos in 22...
Ek het dit gesien! Ek het dit gesien! Oh,
ek, jy het dit gesien?
Ek het dit gesien, ek het gaan uitneem op DVD.
Wow.
Ek het stadig. Jy gaan pon uitneem.
Ja, dis toe, hy het onthou nie die pon.
Het is wat hy onthou.
Ja, maar ek het die pon Deadpool 2 gesê.
Okay.
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool.
Oh my god. Wel, Hannes Brimmer is soms ons teamlid. En ek het hom gister gevra, hy moet my 'n bietjie vertel van Deadpool. Want ek ken nie vir Deadpool so goed nie. En hy is 'n moers. Ongelukkig het ek nie besef dat hy 'n biertjie of 3 ingehaat het.
Oh, die winkie. Winkie.
Ja, hy het toe na die gesê, Kassie, ek was bietjie op bier. Maar nou, toe sê ek nie, ons sal luister, ons sal saam met hom gesels. So dit was toe, toe ek hom vra, dit was toe sy antwoord oor Deadpool.
Hi Kassie.
Hi.
Ek kan amper nie geloof dat jy my gevra het om vir jou te vertel van 'n karakter uit die Marvel Universe.
Kan hoor.
Ek soos DC kom. For life. So, vir Marvel wil ek net sê, maar,
ja?
Deadpool is die coolste karakter binnen die Marvel context. En, dit is een interessante story. Deadpool is...
En, Hannes, daar is een verwijzing naar DC.
Geskep aanvankelijk deur Rob Liefeld en Fabian Nicieza, ek denk dis hoe hy het uitspreek, en het sy eerste appearance gemaakt in The New Mutants. Aanvankelijk was hy een villain, maar met die verloop van tyd het hy vooral binnen die context van sy battles met Cable so al ontwikkeld tot 'n karakter wat baie gewild geword het en sy eie mini-reekse en later sy eie reeks gekry het.
Okay.
Liefeld was 'n groot fan van die Teen Titans, 'n DC property, en toe Nicieza vir hom die artwork wys wat hy in gedagte gehad het, het hy gesê dit lyk soos Deathstroke van die Teen Titans. En gevolglik het hulle sy naam Deadpool gemaak en sy regte naam is Wade Wilson. En Deathstroke's naam is Slade Wilson. So dit is so'n klein bykie van 'n in-joke.
Ja.
Wat ek denk so of die spirit van Deadpool sommer daar gecreëerd het. Klomp kunstenaars het langs die pad oorgeneem en Joe Kelly vooral het geskryf op die aanvanklike Deadpool en dis waar die hele fourth wall ding begin het. Deadpool het die capacity om met die gehoor te praat as het ware, maar dis vooral Gail Simone, een van die min maar sterkste female voices in comic books, het dit baie groot element van die comic book gemaak en tot hierdie dag toe word hy daarvoor geken dat hy actually 'n comic book character is wat bewus is van die feit dat hy 'n comic book character is. Yeah. Gevolgd met die gehoor praat, daar's baie pop culture references daarin.
Yeah.
En Deadpool het ontwikkel tot een van die slimste characters wat nog ooit geskryf is. Sy agtergrond is dat hy 'n super healing ability het.
Ja.
Hy is 'n mercenary. Hy staan ook bekend as the merc with a mouth, want hy is nogal glad met die bek. En volgens van die storielyne, it's referenced dat hy in dieselfde kategorie as Wolverine val, omdat hy deur eenste Weapon X gecreëerd is. Waarschijnlijk as 'n verbetering op Wolverine wat bietjie ruik gegaan het. En het was een van dieselfde dokters. Ek skraal nou gaga om te kyk wat die ou se naam was, maar ek verloor dit nou. Maar die punt is, hy het similar abilities aan Wolverine en gevolglik is dit wat hulle twee verbind.
Ja, want hulle praat van mekaar.
Hy kan heal. Hy was echter in 'n scarring accident wat beteken dat sy gesig erg verbrand is.
Ja.
Deadpool is een van die karakters wat so al vrijdag nogal die comic community gevat het in die sin van dat hy een fan favorite geword het sonder dat hy noodwendig intended was. Hy was aanvankelijk een bad guy wat toe ontwikkel het in een anti-hero en in een 2004 comic book is daar een verwysing dat hy lyk soos Ryan Reynolds wat kak erg verbrand is. En Ryan Reynolds se verhouding met Deadpool kom ook 'n lang pad. Die story loop dat hy en die latere regisseur van die eerste Deadpool film terwille van 'n pitch aan Marvel Studios set-up scene gedoen het vir 'n action sequence wat uiteindelik opgeëindig het om in die eerste Deadpool movie ook die opening sequence te wees. Dit was net test footage. Marvel Studios didn't like what they did en het was aanvankelijk ontken maar hulle het dit toe gelek. Ryan Reynolds het later in interviews gesê daar's 'n 70% kans dat hy dit gelek het, maar hy kan dit nie met sekerheid sê nie.
Hy het dan
Deadpool is die ultimate anti-hero. He's funny, he's cool. Die sukses van die eerste film was fenomenaal. Die eerste R-rated Marvel Studios film en daarmee saam die grootste Valentine's Day opening van alle tye. En dan natuurlik die feit dat Deadpool die movie geword het wat verseker het dat ons ander R-rated movies kon sien. Logan was 'n R-rated Marvel movie. Daar is R-rated versions van selfs die DC properties available. So, jo.
Alles te dank aan Deadpool.
For you
is hy klaar? Hannes? Hannes?
Shit, ek sien nou net, my eerste boodskap is 5 minute lang.
Dit is okay.
Dit is nie die intentie nie. Ek is net groot Deadpool fan.
Yeah.
En ek dink Deadpool 2 is iets van ek baie uitsien.
Yeah.
It's actually baie jaloers dat jy het klaar gekyk het. Okay, bye.
Ek het het klaar gesien, ek het het klaar gesien. And I really can... Is dit aha? What a
take on, shut up.
Dit is net agtergrondmusiekies wat ek opgesit het vir positiewe vibes. La, 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 la. Ja, ek het dit gesien. Really people, you can go see Deadpool 2. It's very, very funny. It's not 3D. It's not hop and skip and jump movie. The United Park where you can sit and hop and skip. I love that. Keeps me awake. But it is fantastic. And therefore, dankie aan Hannes vir daardie pragtige nuus. En ondertussen het ons studio vol geloop met Avenue Q people. Oh my god. Hallo Kosie.
Hallo Kasper.
Welkom hier by ons.
Ag, dis lekker om hier by julle te kuier.
Okay. And tell us who's sitting here in front of me.
Okay. So first up we've got Ryan Flynn.
Oh, I know Ryan Flynn. He's a FOTS now.
Hello,
because
sir.
That is
yes, I am. This is my FOTS. Yeah, yeah.
You're a FOTS friend of the show, no. Ryan, and we loved you in Priscilla. That's when we had you on, eh?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Where Daniel and Taryn became FOTS.
Yes, yeah. And they now Fotsing in Greece. Or
oh, Fotsi Fotsi. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Lucky bastards. And then we got Yami Kapami, who yes. was also here. He was here for The Color Purple.
I was, and it's Yami Kani.
Oh, but I like Yami Kapani because I say Kula Kapula, Yaku Kapaku. Yami, we loved you in The Color Purple, and we loved you. With that we, I don't mean the royal fucking we. I mean, my friends, and we loved you in this. Oh,
thank you.
Very, very good. Gary Coleman.
Guys.
Stunning. Stunning, stunning. And then there's some gentleman I don't know from Adam.
Daniel Geddes.
Some random.
Hmm. Oh, you're Daniel. And yes, Daniel, you do a lot of characters in this. You do the monster.
I'll do Trekkie Monster and yep. Nikki, the slacker.
Nikki's the orange one with
clearly
the
not
hands.
That memorable.
Rod's best friend.
It's Rod's friend.
Yeah. He's got two manipulators. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. That was fantastic. No, it was. I can remember it. I promise you. So I really enjoyed it. I was there the other night, preview night, to know what it's all about before I speak to you people. But it looked, I realized there and then when I saw it, it is a. It's difficult to do this.
It is a challenge.
Because
yeah.
you think, okay, puppets, but you get cramps. You've got to, there's so many things to make this work and be wonderful that the audience actually don't realize. When did you realize, Ryan, let's start with you, about this bloody the hands that's going to get tired?
It was pretty much after the first 3 days. In fact, it was probably the first time we actually started running a scene more than once. And soon as we took our, because we had a session of two sessions with a puppet workshop, and the puppeteer that was working with us said, "You got to make sure you do hand exercises." And most of us were like, "Yeah, no, I use my hands every day." Well, I was like that anyway. And then 2 days into rehearsals, pretty much, I was sitting there going, my thumb has not been the same.
Shit, hey? You don't think about that.
No, you don't think. And the shoulder as well. It really gets you in the shoulder.
Kusi, kon jy nie iets aan doen nie?
Nee.
Just tell us. He tells us we just got to harden up.
Yeah, I'm like very tough with him and just say, you know what, go exercise. I can do that shit.
But did you go read up on the rest of the world's cast? Did they also get problems with their hands?
Everyone, from what I've seen in behind the scenes stuff with really? The, and I actually spoke with the West End when I went to watch it in London. I spoke with some of the cast, and one of the things I remember them saying is that the first 2-3 weeks is basically training weeks where you're getting your body used to being slightly more forward or slightly out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But it goes away. I mean, Ashley and I were actually talking, Ashley Hive and I were talking last night saying it's actually getting
better.
Normal now. I can crush, a rock now with my hands.
It's amazing. Now, Kusi, who did, Ryan wasn't there at the beginning.
No.
Who was in this place?
It was
Clive Gilson. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know him, but when I saw Ryan, it was going to be part of it. I was very excited.
Yes.
I was, because I think he's talented.
No, you know what? When we did the auditions, we kind of we saw amazing talented people.
There was a lot
of
people.
Like, we were like, Jaco and I, when we did the auditions, and Tim and David and the whole vessel, the creative team, we basically sat with the list of who we can choose from, because they were, one, they were all very talented, and two, they can do the, they will be able to learn how to puppeteer, because most of them were musical theatre performers but never done puppetry before. So we had to figure out, Tim had to figure out how the hand-eye coordination with the puppets, because some people somehow can talk but don't move their hand, and some. So we had to get that right, and then yeah, we could have. Yes, Jaco also.
I want to jump in. Something that we found in the auditions that was really interesting and that Tim was looking for, and now you all three know, was he said they must all prepare a song as per normal. And when they got there, he put a puppet in their hands and he said, "Okay, curveball, sing it as if you're the puppet." And he wanted to see which of them wanted to shine and was able to sort of get in front of the puppet and let the puppet not feature, and who was able to step behind the puppet and puppy. Let the puppet be the lead character. Okay. And that's why we ended up with this cast, because they were the people who were able to let the puppet be the featured character and not themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was just hiding behind the puppet.
And also, to answer your question, it's basically what happened was Clive
scientist at
yes. No, Clive, due to medical reasons, we had to replace him. But all the people we saw, and we do have a list of who can play that role. And basically, any one of the people that was on that list could have played that role.
But none of them were available, so they so they gave me.
No.
And what a damn good choice they made.
Yes. No. We. Everything works out like it should.
Well, I think it's wonderful the way it is.
I'm not complaining. So.
No. No, it's a wonderful thing to have on your resume as well.
I tell you, Casper, it's literally a bucket list musical for me. It's a show I've wanted to do since I saw it 10 years ago.
Okay.
It's literally in my top three. Yeah. So the second I got the call, I looked to my wife and I said, they've just asked if I can do Avenue Q. And she's like, well, I'm not even going to give you my opinion because I know what you're going to say.
Do. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Now, Yami Kapami, you...
I'm actually liking this name. Okay.
It's growing on you.
I'm going to put it on your dressing room.
You play a character that is really a character that did exist. He's dead now, unfortunately. But he was in Different Strokes.
Yes.
But you do it so well. So sweet. So typical of Gary. Remember people? Gary Coleman. He was like the first child...
It was one of the original
child stars. Yeah. Because... There was a guy called Webster as well, remember? But Gary was the first. And I wondered how people reacted. Do they remember him here? Can you hear on the audience reaction?
You know what? Whenever I make my first entrance onto the stage, every now and then there's always like a little bit of applause because sometimes we do have a few older audiences. Mm. But I think even the people of today, they do actually know who Gary Coleman is. I was quite surprised. Like yesterday, where there was a big applause.
Yeah, there's a big applause. Like, okay. I felt so bad having to talk over it.
It's actually because Yami looks so good. So when he first appears on stage, everyone's like, wow.
Yeah, he's so full of...
just in awe.
Yeah.
It's a great entrance. Yeah.
I mean, I know. But yeah, so like it's just one of those things. It's an interesting character to play. It's weird. Playing a dead man.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
Yeah, but it was not supposed to be a dead man when they wrote it.
No.
But you kept it like that. Because why, Kwesi, why did he sort of was very famous and then he fell onto hard times?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary Coleman was a child star, and because he was so famous for that part, nobody wanted to touch him when he grew out of it, because everybody saw the little kid from Different Strokes. And it's sort of a curse in America that when you become so famous for one thing, they don't want to touch you for other stuff. So yeah, he fell onto hard times, and there was also a big thing with his parents stealing all of his money because he was very
wealthy. It's very similar to the Macaulay Culkin situation. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, and so that is why he ends up being the super in Avenue Q. It's very congratulations. It's so well done. And then we've got the monster and the other character again.
Nikki.
I know Nikki. Where do you come from? I've never seen you in my life.
I come from the East Rand.
Oh, bless.
Born and raised sort of just outside Kempton Park. Not in Kempton Park.
Yeah, please.
But, you know, just past the border.
We studied together.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we've done so many shows together.
Yeah.
Interesting ones.
So Yami's seen me before.
I know him very well.
I've seen you before as well. Then.
Yes. Yeah, you had a... What's interesting about this is that you have to acknowledge in your brain the actors, you see them, and then also the puppets, which in a way is the main part. And then you see the actors behind it again, and that's how you perceive it. And you were very dedicated. You were like fucking staring at your puppet. Like you are the puppet. That is great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That's sort of the idea is that... with the puppet workshops, when we were working, the idea of it's all about the puppet. So giving as much to the puppet as you can. And
yes,
if our focus and intensity is on the puppet, it draws the audience yeah. there as well.
Just remind me again, you all wear black.
Yes. Yes. Well, black versions of black.
Versions yeah. of black, yeah.
Shades of grey.
Which is, of course, part of that thing where the actor has to disappear a bit.
Mm.
And how long did it take you to master the puppetry, especially because you do a puppet with another girl?
Yeah, with Nicola Lombard, yeah. yeah. And Graham Wicks does Trekkie Monster with me yeah. as well.
Yes, that's yeah. right. How many people have you got in the cast? Come again? It's
nine people.
No. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's tiny for such a big
It's bigger than you realize.
It's
yeah.
bigger than you realize.
Until yeah. the final number.
Final is stunning, yeah. yeah. And it works so well. It's so full and
I think also what happens is everyone is playing like two characters
yeah.
or one or two characters. Yeah,
everyone
means
is playing two.
Like you don't realize, you think it's like a cast of four
yeah.
because you see some of the actors playing two characters.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when you start seeing the finale with all the characters, yeah. everyone with two puppets or...
Yeah. That's what I meant with full. I mean, yeah. it's such a full sound at the end. You're, wow, listen to all these voices. So what is it about, basically, the show? What kind of layers of society are we talking about here? Is it specifically American? No, hey, it's a lot of topics.
I think it's all walks of life. It's basically a story about all the walks of life, every angle. I mean, there's the girl trying to find love. There's the guy trying to find his purpose. There's the man who feels he's reached his sell-by date before he's even reached middle age.
Yeah.
There's the person who's a slacker and is just coasting through life. There's the guy that's obsessed with something. I mean, there's literally a story for every single person.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that every audience member will find themselves in one of the characters, if not more.
And because it actually is a pastiche, I don't know if that is, on children's stuff, the people will readily associate with these characters because it's presented as if it's a children's show, and then it's
far more accessible than you think. Yeah.
And I mean, when you talk about things that are a bit unfortunate in society, but you present it as a children's program with a smile and twinkle, it's very funny.
It's much easier to hear things with a smile.
Yeah.
And I also think from a puppet, puppets can say more things
completely
than,
they get away
than a normal
with
actor
get away, yes, definitely.
Because you can tackle some really hard subject matters.
Yeah. And did you see any? Oh, you went to see it on the West End.
Yes.
And did that help you?
How so?
In terms of
with the show,
to know what to do.
It just made me want to vomit after I said yes, because I realized what I only afterwards did I think back and I've just said yes to probably the hardest show I'm ever going to do in my life. I mean, Priscilla is a walk in the park compared to this, and we ran around in 3-ton costumes. So it's a lot. We don't stop.
You know, when I sat there, it dawned on me how difficult the show must be to do, because you just think puppets and fun. And I remember it. I don't remember it as thinking, oh, these poor actors. you know, they had a physical workout when I saw it, but when I was there Wednesday, I realized, my goodness, it's actually very, very hard work. But you don't want people to think that or say that, because they must just enjoy it.
Yeah. No, it's so much fun. I mean, it really is. It's a pleasure to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think about when I saw it in London, and I only have that to go on because obviously we're on stage,
but
I just remember thinking the whole time I can't believe how exciting and fun it is just to watch, just even from a technical standpoint, just watching two people working together with one character, watching people literally putting their whole soul into technically an inanimate object and creating this life and this energy on stage, and then also that relationship and that chemistry between real life people and puppets. It's just a pleasure to watch.
Yeah. I'd just like to say as well, Grant Towers and Beg Hartel and I, as the humans in the show, it's actually very difficult
to work
beside a puppet, because a puppet on its own, it's already doing so much. And we had to learn to be basically as bright as a puppet, if that even makes
sense. They have to match the energy of the puppet's appearance.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But you know what? There's such a united cast and a united ensemble. Mm. It makes it very easy in the show.
Yeah. And you do it so well because you don't think during the show that, okay, now it's only a human.
Mm.
It interacts so well. But actually, you're lucky bastards because you must think of things to complain about. Like, oh, my leg is so sore tonight.
I feel like all of these guys are getting their biceps working. You know what I mean?
Well, our one bicep. Yeah.
You're gonna be a beautiful arm by the end of the show, and I'm just
one beautiful arm.
But Ryan, you do two characters.
Yes, yes, I do.
So you're gonna have two biceps.
Well, actually, I mean, the finale we do both puppets, of course. But we do exercises. A lot of what myself and Nika we like to do is during vocal warm up, we actually get our puppet and put it on our left hand, just so we don't end up walking with Arnold Schwarzenegger on my right.
Yeah,
and you know, what's the guy, Ferris Bueller on the left?
Yeah.
So. Say Danny DeVito. Come on. Okay.
And your voices, what kind of voice do you do for your two characters?
For Rod and
Yeah,
Princeton.
Is it like, do you do puppet voice?
Well, they're not necessarily puppet voices because Tim was very specific about not going too into the realm of Sesame Street because it can get quite harsh on the ears.
Yeah.
And that was one thing in particular with the Broadway and the West End cast that was quite prominent, is that the voices really are shrill and hit you right on your eardrum.
Mm.
So Tim wanted us to give it that same energy and that same attack, but from the process of it being more real and more like someone you know. There are certain stylizations, like, of course, Nikki has to sound very similar to Kermit the Frog. Rod has a certain nasal twang to him. Princeton has that young, innocent voice. Gary obviously has that full-on African-American ghetto slang.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah. So there are certain constructs we have to stick to, but we've obviously given it our own flavor and drawn it more from a sense of reality than a sense of cartoon.
Yeah. Did you have to go for hypnotherapy to get to the Cookie Monster voice? Or the monster track the monster? Where do you get that voice from?
I don't know. It just sort of happens.
I don't know how it does it.
When we were auditioning, my callback material was Trekkie song. And so you just sort of had to make it work. But it was interesting because when you first do it, it's like... and you can feel it just locking in your throat. Yeah. And I think in preparation for the show, it was about how to figure out how to produce that sound without... dying every night and losing your voice. It's quite a natural thing for me. If someone were to ask me to explain how to do it, I couldn't actually.
No, I don't know how he does it because I would probably be booked off already for 3 weeks.
Because you would start coughing.
Yeah, completely. I tried it one day in rehearsals just for fun. Dan laughed at me and then I was clearing my throat for the rest of the day. So.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So do you have any side effects? What do you say?
I knew you wouldn't get away with it.
Trekkie Monster! Here in studio with Casper!
Oh my god, that's beautiful.
He's a very gentle lover.
School for Monsters, is that his song?
That's his like little golden solo moment.
Let's have a listen.
It's not very much at all, is it?
Never say never, Princeton. There's still one more person we have to hit up.
No, no, no! Go away, me busy!
Well, you sound exactly like that. So.
I think he sounds better, but that's just me.
Yeah. We have the winner voice with us.
I've heard him once, but I mean...
I might be a little biased, though.
Yeah, no, that's...
Just a touch.
That's wonderful. You can actually now add Bitcoin into your dialogue that he made his money from.
Oh, yes. Bitcoin porn investment.
Bitcoin porn investment. I wanted to ask you people something completely different, but now I've forgotten about it. Oh, let's talk about technology. That's what I wanted to do. I don't know if you are into technology?
Like I love technology.
IT and all that, eh? Are you? No. Yeah. Did you watch the Google conference?
No, I didn't get a chance to yet. I've got it on podcast, though.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you about that. Because now they've got this assistant that, you know, you go, what do you go? Hey, Google. You
hey
go,
Google. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Google. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. You go, okay, hey, Google. Siri.
Yes, hey, Siri and okay,
Google. Okay, Google. And then you also apparently, yes, I laughed so much. Badnot and I have got this whole problem with Samsung and iPhone. And Samsung has got Bixby. That's their assistant. Oh, yeah. It's a fuck up. It doesn't
work. It sounds like a mess up already, yeah. I wouldn't trust someone called Bixby.
Yeah, yeah. He tried to impress me the other night and he said, okay, just look at this now. Hey, Bixby. No, hi. You say hi. Hi, Bixby. Hi, Bixby. Hello? Did someone call? Bixby is like, not well.
Yeah. Not well. It's not always present.
Send a message to Casper. It's a fry now for Bixby. Do you want me to send a message? Yes. Hi, Bixby. Send a message to Casper. Do you want me to send a message? And it was like that for 30 minutes. Never mind. Driving to Avenue Q.
Oh, gosh. Never mind, you'd already arrived and watched the show by the time the message went through.
I thought
hopefully you weren't relying on Bixby to get there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Bixby. Yes. I wanted to record this because it was so funny, but then it would take away the spontaneity of the moment if I started press. So I called Siri, who also weren't that cooperative.
No, they are quite difficult.
But they were better. But this Google Assistant, gee.
Is she fantastic? Oh,
fantastic. I want to play you something where the assistant, what they've got now is the assistant actually is sound like a human because he goes, does stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's very human. So they let this assistant, let me just get this and play this to you. It is incredible. They played it, you'll see when you watch the Google conference. Let me just look for it now. Download. Listen to this. Absolutely amazing.
This phone call blew my mind. I want you to listen to it very, very carefully. It sounds like an ordinary call at first, but trust me, the twist at the end is worth it.
Good evening.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'd like to reserve a table for Friday the 3rd.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on one second. Mm-hmm. So Friday, November 3rd, how many people?
For two people.
Two people?
Yeah.
What time?
At 5 p.m.
Okay. And your name?
The first name is Daniel. That's D-A-N-I-E-L.
Okay. You're all set.
Okay, great. Thanks.
We'll see you next Friday. Okay, thank you. Bye.
So did you pick up on anything unusual there? Because as it turns out, the guy in that phone call is a robot. Specifically, Google Assistant. Specifically, you can ask your Google Assistant on your phone or your Google Home to make a reservation for you, and it can call and do it, and that's what it sounds like. Holy smokes. So, think about the implications here. There was ums and ahs. There were pauses in it. It sounded natural back and forth. You could tell it was a robot just a little bit because there was a little bit of formality to the phrasing where there might not have been otherwise, but it sounded like a human. That is so cool. And it can do more than just make a reservation at a set time. It can actually work with more complex tasks if you give it a range. Listen to the second phone call.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
So again, that was a robot. How awesome is that? It was able to adapt to a different time request. It was able to remember what type of hair appointment you wanted. It was able to do all of that just like it was your human secretary. It's a leap. right? It's a moonshot, and we have the same questions you do. What happens when it hits an extension? What happens if it can't recognize the voice of the person it's talking to? What if the person's particularly verbose or implicit in their language? What happens if it gets put on hold? So what we know is that at the start, this thing is going to be made for simple tasks, making a reservation, making an appointment, and anything more complex than that, it's going to know it's not going to be able to do. In other words, it's going to be self-aware, and that's why it's going to have this training center in place. The robot is trying to make a call and unable to complete it. It will get kicked to a call center for a human to finish up, log the error, and then hopefully complete it back to you. So I obviously think this thing is so dang cool, but you have to take this plate of awesomeness and let's add one scoop of creepy to the top and another heaping scoop of skepticism. All we heard was that demo. We didn't see a live demo. There's still a lot of features they need to iron out. It's really cool in theory, and it is such a huge step over what assistants can do now, and you heard it. It sounds almost like an actual person. So I'm hoping this is as good as we want it to be, and I suppose we're gonna see for ourselves pretty soon.
Skiet 'n kleine kaaitjie in die nanag.
Dit is Kasper Radio.
So that's absolutely amazing, and also there were complaints now from people who said it's dangerous because it's so much like a human. But wow. I like it.
Well, pretty scary.
Yeah, but makes me worry about the future of being an actor. Yeah.
Have you searched the Sophia robot by any chance on
no,
YouTube?
No, tell me about it.
Do yourself a favor and search the Sophia robot.
Who makes Sophia? Who makes?
I think it's Hanson Robotics, and I think I might be paraphrasing it, but it's the most advanced robot currently that's being developed, and it's got a sentience, it's got self awareness, it did a speech at one of the, I think it was Saudi Arabia. In Saudi Arabia, and they've awarded it citizenship.
Okay.
So it's on that level of technology. So that mixed with that, I mean, it's
amazing.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that wasn't said here is that the Google Assistant, now you don't have to say, hey Google, hey Google all the time. Once you start a conversation with your assistant, now just normal people, and you want to switch on lights or whatever, you don't have to say, hey again. It keeps the lines open. So you can say, hey Google, switch on Netflix for me, please. And then you can just continue.
Just keep going, yeah.
And then show me the Santa Clarita Diet or whatever. And it will put it on. So,
but isn't that kind of dangerous because it's always listening now?
No. But what is nice is because I always want to converse with them.
Yeah, but you know what? The robot that Ryan is talking about, I actually watched like a few.
Watch it.
Yeah.
But it's still it's problematic.
It does have
because
problems.
Because you know
yeah.
what? If it's not yeah. connected to the internet, that no, thing does, is as intelligent problems. As a rock.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. It because, is dependent on certain
yeah,
things.
Yeah. Because
though.
Like South Africa, no yeah. robots for the next 400 years. No.
It
we
also
sort
depends
out our
what's
internet.
On the internet.
I know.
Well. Yeah.
They'll have all their copper cable stolen.
Yes.
So, Sophia will stop talking. Right?
Yes, I know. Yeah. It's like problematic. That's why our Siri and our... It's not that intelligent. It's very South African-like.
I have found a restaurant... copper cables.
No, it's problematic. You have to have like internet connection in America. They do have like
yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's nationwide.
South Africa.
Yeah.
If we can just do like 56 megabyte per year, it'll be great.
But at least we know about this.
I know.
Even though we can't talk to them. Yami, are you gonna kind of come back? Are you gonna be part of the new Color Purple cast in August?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Mm-hmm. Because I'm coming again.
Should I talk about that show right now? I mean, we are talking about it. Actually, but yes, I'm going to be back in August.
No, I want to talk about it because I loved it. What do you want to talk about? Is there something that happened?
No, we have a slightly different cast. I hope
oh,
you know that.
Fuck.
So we have a new Shug Avery.
Yeah, no Shug, I know.
Yes.
Yeah. I spoke to Ben Ajay here a while back and he told me. And I'm excited for your new Shug.
No, Ulelo, she's going to demolish the role. She's an amazing singer. She played at Arlene and she has a voice of gold. So no worries. Everybody come watch that show. But for now, come watch Avenue Q.
Oh, absolutely.
Book
no,
tickets
no, no, no.
Come get tickets.
I just want to ask you something. Then on the Our Lady Awards, why aren't you nominated for that? Or is it that yearly?
New
season, probably. Yeah,
The Colour Purple was only eligible for next year's awards.
Oh.
But it's fine. I already got my nomination.
He is nominated, yeah.
For what?
For a show I did last year, Beneath African Skies.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
That's fantastic, Yummy.
There are quite a few nominees.
We've got three
cast,
nominees
actually,
in our cast, I think.
Grant was also nominated. Yeah. Nika was also nominated. Nika Lombard. Mm-hmm. And Grant
Yaku
Towers.
Is nominated.
Yeah.
Yaku and Grizzly came
Vessel.
Up a few times.
Oh, Vessel's been nominated.
Vessel was nominated for Best Sound Design.
For Irma,
yeah.
But Kursi and Yaku, you have been part of productions that have been nominated.
Yes, previously, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But Kwesi, you did Opa se Groot Kind.
Yeah, Karel se Opa, which is the drama.
And you were nominated for a couple of things.
Four.
Not you, but
no,
your production.
But the team, yeah. The team has been nominated for awards.
I just kept hearing Kwesi Smith the whole time. That's all I know.
But you, Cookie Monster, have you ever been nominated for anything?
That's a very good question. I've been nominated for, it was the BroadwayWorld.com
yes.
Awards.
That's for right. What?
For, I played Aslan and Tumnus in the National
Lion,
Children's Theatre's The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
But he will be nominated for this.
No pressure.
No, you will. You stand out. Very good. Very. I mean, it's everyone is fantastic, but you do stand out, which is great. And Ryan, you too, of course.
I mean, obviously, Ryan. Come on.
Well, if we're going to mention, I mean, then we have to mention the whole cast pretty much, because everyone has amazing standout moments.
Yeah.
Which is the way the show was designed.
Yeah.
I mean, I still die every time I watch Ashley singing Lucy the Slut solo. It's mind-blowing to watch. I mean, it just sounds phenomenal. And she sings the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And Graham and Nika's The Bad Idea Bears are absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funny every night. It hasn't stopped.
We still enjoy it.
I mean, Ashley and I still laugh behind the bed in the sex scene song.
It's so
we still laugh.
Funny. The sex is so funny. We talked about it before you arrived. It's very, very good. It's hilarious.
I'm starting to wonder if I'm enjoying it too much. But
I wanted to ask you, with the sex, is that directed or can you improvise?
Originally, Tim said to us, I'm going to let you... go crazy and then I will calm it down is basically what he said. So what you're seeing is the refined version of what Ash and I got up to in rehearsal.
Ooh, I can just imagine. Yeah, but it is in a way, it's so funny because it's dolls that you can't find it offensive. You can just laugh even though it's in a way crude, I suppose, but it's very funny, very, very, very good.
And when you're watching them having sex, you recognize a little bit of yourself, is there?
Yes.
Yeah, you're like, I did that.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the moves, maybe not.
I feel a bit like a voyeur, but other than that, it's great. Watching these two having a good time.
Haven't your wife said, honey? we haven't done that.
Couple of puppets at home. New kind of role play.
Fur on everything.
So are you going to, on your opening night, you've got one show only.
Yes, on set. Well, tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, are you going to, during the, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there again, eh?
Oh, stunning.
Yay! Yeah.
Tell me, are you going to watch the wedding while you recuperate for your show?
It's during the day, hey. It's
Harry,
not, it's not in the evening, right?
And Megan. No, I don't think it's in the evening.
It's at 11:30.
11:30.
In the morning. Yes.
Yummy's going to be watching.
Yeah, I guess Yummy will be watching.
Are they then walking towards the church, or when do the guests arrive? 11:30 is the service of us.
All I know is that right now, 11:30 at Melrose Arch, they put what's grass all over their huge outside area.
Really?
And that used to, yes, so people have been booking tables and making reservations to watch the wedding. Wow. So from 11:30, that's apparently when the wedding actually starts. When you start seeing Umegan in her dress, making her way, blah, 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 and it's happening.
Sure. Knowing the Brits, it's going to be a long affair. So they're really going to get every bit of TV time they can.
But definitely.
Did you see that the Queen's getting a bit irritated with Meghan and the father a bit?
Oh, really?
Yes, because every day there's like a new announcement. Then Meghan says, my father is going to be there.
Hmm.
Then the next day, the half-sister pipes in, no, The father slipped on a carpet. He's not going to be there. Then the third, no, he's going to be there in a cast, but he will be there. Then she said, I think today she said, I'm sorry about all the fucking things about my father. Forget about him. He's not going to be here. Your Majesty, forgive me. I still want to marry Harry. And she said, okay, but never mention your fucking father again. And she said, okay, I won't. Who's going to walk you down the aisle, Meghan? That's the queen. She said, I don't know. I don't know, Your Majesty. You can. No, I'm told. Prince Philip. He's in the fucking
I feel like I'm in Buckingham Palace right now watching it. Yeah.
And then maybe William can do it. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Be the understudy.
No, William can do...
He can walk
her down.
He's
the king. He's the fucking king. So the king can walk her down the aisle.
Yes, yes.
That'll be nice. Hey, Kuz? Are you a royal follower?
No.
My wife is an avid royal follower. Really? She's watched all the latest series like The Crown. She's obsessed with The Crown.
Oh, I love The Crown.
Obsessed with it.
But you can... You can see the money in that.
Yeah.
Well, I find those series, that's slightly more exciting than present day.
Yeah, I know.
Well, at least now they're going to be black baby royals. Yes. That's exciting.
Oh, wow.
I'm like,
true, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's mixed.
She, oh, wow.
She's black. I'm going to call her black.
Really? Yeah. It's like autistic.
Oh, yes, we can.
But then again, Prince, what's it, Harry? He isn't actually
no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's the other one. He's the other one who was like with the horses.
That's his actual father.
So
speculation.
Oh really?
You know this all the drama.
Yeah, really.
So we can go to sleep now, and we wake up in 2050. We'll have a black king.
But that'll be fantastic.
Assuming William dies and his kids die.
Yeah, you never know how. Yeah.
Not that we're wishing that, but
No, I mean, I'm not.
It'd be interesting.
It will be. Mm. That's why I said, oh, yes, we can. That was the Obama thing.
Yes.
I was trying to be funny.
I missed it.
Didn't fucking work. No. Oh, people, news about Muse. Jessica. Let me put on this song. Where is it now? Did you know that Muse, wait, I mustn't make an announcement with the Muse song playing in the background. Just give me a moment or two. Who loves Muse?
I've heard their music before. It's very cool.
I've heard their music before. Muse, you Kusi? No Muse
for me.
I've done a dance piece to Muse before, Undisclosed Desires.
Oh. Did you do your dance as well?
Yeah.
You're like a Fripple Fred. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I more kind of fall on the floor and roll around and dive around and stuff. I wouldn't call me a...
He's being humble.
Triple K. Do you dance, Yummy?
Do I dance? I don't know.
You must play Post Dive to him. Oh, sorry.
What?
Portal Dive.
What?
Oh, sorry.
Just oh, will you like that?
I think so.
Okay, well, now.
I've got to do news first, Kwesi.
Kwesi so far has ruined 3 minutes, 3 segments of the show with asking things out of line. Okay, listen here. This is Muse. Okay. Ooh, listen to that bass. Yes. So, if you are a Muse fan, you can see the latest show in a movie theater in South Africa on the 12th of July. You can go to Pretoria, Cape Town, Johannesburg. I'm going to go see it at the Rosebank The Zone. And it's their latest show in surround sound. I hope they must just fucking play it loud. You can't have beep, 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 beep sound. You know what? I went to see Follies, the National Theatre production in the, and the sound was so soft. I couldn't hear.
Oh no!
I couldn't hear.
Yeah, you can't. No, you can't do
cuck.
That.
That's because boring. They were like talking. What's a song from Follies? A Broadway Baby. So we're talking. Hi, nice to see you, Joe. I'm just a Broadway Baby.
Oh no!
We were all going. Ach, Tani, can you net softer go in your popcorn? I can't hear the fucking actrice who any. So they must play this loud.
Oh,
And if you want to not see Avenue Q tomorrow, you can go to UB40 show.
Now there's a band I love.
Yeah. Mm. So if you're not there tomorrow at the show, we'll know where to find
you. Yes.
That is in Pretoria at the Times Square Arena.
Mm. Yes, sun yeah. Sun thingy.
Mm. Yeah, something like we're gonna make it sound like New York, but it's not New York mm. Arena.
It's Sun off, Square. It's is off it Sun Broadway. Square?
Yeah, it's off mm. Broadway.
Way off.
What's the difference between Broadway and off Broadway and off of Broadway? Do you know what it is?
Seating capacity.
Yeah. Yes. Yaku knows.
Yeah. I asked him actually. I asked Ryan Kursi for the fourth time. Ruined the show.
So nice.
I have to be honest. I've never actually been to New York or America. I've only ever been to West End. So
it's only seating capacity. So
oh, really,
it's not as if it's a kaka production, but it's just in a smaller theater.
Oh, okay.
And then that's why I mean, up to a certain amount it's Broadway, and then it's below that it's off Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Below that off Broadway, but it's all there.
Mm.
In any case, that but yeah, why do I have to explain when Kursi already?
I'm producing, so I have no seating capacity. At least.
Yeah, I mean, so when are you doing Avenue Q in Monte Cassino?
We run until the 15th of July.
Okay, people must go.
Yes.
People can now book. Just word of mouth. Word of mouth is going to happen. And it's also for a lot of younger generation people will love it. Mm. I don't know. Look, ek praat onder voorbehoudsel. But if your average 86-year-old Peter Jureen season ticket holder might not know exactly what the fuck hit them when they see this.
Yeah.
They may have a few moments, yeah.
They may have.
Yeah.
But
they may love it too. So
because it's so well done.
My gran loved it. I mean, she cried the whole way through because she cries every time she sees me on stage. But she still loved it. And she especially was like, I found it very funny when the puppet was grabbing the other puppet's boob. It was very funny.
So, but I also cried when I saw you because I knew you from Priscilla.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I'm like a fan of yours. And you came on with a puppet and I cried a bit. But yeah, no, of course, because it's done so well and with such confidence that you know it's good, you know it's not, but they might have to adapt a bit.
They will
maybe
take a
after
bit of
interval,
maybe have a scotch between in interval, and then you'll
not
get
too many though. Yeah.
No,
just want to numb the shock.
Yeah. And I was thinking, if the people do not click with Gary Coleman, you can maybe make him offer it to Bella. You know who that is?
No.
The Leon Schuster guy. No, it's a joke. It's a joke, for fuck's sake.
He's the giggler.
I wanted to look a lot.
He's a little giggler, right?
Yeah, he's a...
Yeah.
That's the one I know.
I'm helping.
What other productions have you done?
To walk on your knees, then.
Cooking on stuff. Oh, fuck. I haven't even switched your mic on. Let's leave it like that. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I've just recently done a few productions at the National Children's Theatre. So I did.
Are you very much into the children cuck?
No, it's a really great stepping stone into the big wide world of musical theatre.
All of us started in children's theatre.
I know.
Yeah. It's a bitch, but
it's just the way I say things. I don't look down on it. Mm. I'm just saying children cuck, and. Because there, you got to jump around.
Yeah, no, your energy output's got to be huge there. And also, there's nowhere to hide with the kids.
That's why you're so good in Avenue Q. Because you've got that background.
That heightened style, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
If you can do children's theatre, you can do anything.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can do it successfully, you'll be great at this. Mm. This is easy.
Mm. Have you all done children's theatre?
Yeah.
And?
My first professional job was children's theatre.
And what happens there? Any incidents that you can think of that happened? What do the children do? Do they get involved in the show or do they stay?
It depends on the show, really. I know the storybook theatre, they usually have kids come on stage and be part of the cast.
Because they get very involved.
Yeah, they do. Literally, or they don't want to sometimes.
When I was at the People's Theatre and we did one show where we had to create, we brought three kids to become warriors to go and find Unoma Tamsanglas, whatever, you know. Yeah. And the one day, all the parents were just like, no, you guys go on. I had 45 kids on the little theater stage. And we all had to run around the theater. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hell at the
it was
same
like
time.
A stampede,
but you
gotta
concentrate.
Yeah.
You have to really you have to control these kids.
Yeah.
And you have to almost like not trap them, but you have to entice them so much that they're hypnotized by you.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of hard work to do. It's a lot easier to work with adults.
Yeah. Mm. But moments like that, if you can only have your eyes recorded to see it again.
Oh, you know
it's
what I mean?
Gone. You know?
I know, it's stunning, yeah.
But that'll come thanks to Google.
Google Glasses.
Someone just wrote something. Raymond wrote to me about Sophia. Where the fuck is it? He says, Ryan, I've lost it now. Something about Sophia. Sophia, sorry. That's the robot you talked about.
Yes.
Eh? He says it is on. Oh, it's this on Silicon Valley.
Oh, is it on Silicon Valley?
The new season.
Oh, really?
I saw Sophia. Okay, so that's the play on that.
Yes.
Okay, now I understand. Thanks, Raymond, for that input. And then it looks like Rian has now come forward with his story. Let's have a listen.
Per en wie ook al in die studio is vandag. Ek hoop dit gaan goed. Ons was nou gister vir Betty se show natuurlik gaan kyk.
Ja.
En ek het eers 'n rehearsal voor die tyd gehad.
Ja.
So ek was natuurlik nou haastig en op my foon.
Ja.
En voor ek kyk, toet hulle nou 'n vol tank diesel in my petrol tank gegooi.
Oh my god.
So toe moes ek nou wag vir 'n flatbed.
Wat 'n flatbed?
Gelukkig het die graad gesê hulle sal al die kost cover. Maar dit was nou nogal bietjie van 'n fok op.
Oh man.
Maar happy days, is 'n nuwe dag. Ek wou nou net vir Betty jammer sê want ek het die show gemis.
Ja, yeah, we were talking about earlier. We went to see Betty Bangles' show and then
how was it?
It was fun.
Stunning. She's stunning to watch. I've seen her
stunning.
A few times.
But that's now a one-woman show for her,
yeah.
You know, all on
was
her.
That the one where she uses the puppets?
Yes.
Yes. No, I thought it was great fun.
Yes, because she was like talking with knowledge about getting cramps.
In both hands.
Yeah, in both hands.
Yeah. And not for the reasons you'd think.
No shame, not for the lack of reasons, hey? But that brought my attention to the whole thing of how you must suffer, because he told me, you know, what it feels like. Anything else you want to say to better the world? Anything you want to get out there before Trump demolishes us all?
Well, they definitely come see Avenue Q.
Yeah,
it'll make you smile
you
into the end times.
Yes. Yeah. And did you appreciate all the work that Poor Kursi did?
Oh, gosh. The first day I saw the puppets in the boot of the car, I just fell to my knees of excitement, because it was the one thing that I was wondering about. Because you go on, you go on Google and you look at certain high school productions that have been done, and you see these horror story puppets that were made, and I just had these wonders of like, what are we going to get? Are we going to get the Broadway puppets? Are we going to get our own puppets? Are they going to be little like Kilroys, or are they actually going to be? And when I saw them in the car, I mean, I'm so in love with my two puppets. Mm-hmm. I even get a bit possessive when I have to have other cast members use them to double up for me.
It's mine.
Yeah, the human beings are not allowed to touch any of the puppets. I'm just saying. So, yeah. It's fine, though. It's chilled.
I mean, Dan, I mean, I know you love your Nikki.
Oh, yeah. No, the puppets are stunning. And everyone who's watched the show as well, they're just say they look so good. Where did you get them? Where did you find
stunning,
them?
Stunning, like, stunning
oh,
job.
Gussie. Yeah.
And it's and it's your first time, hey, making that kind of puppet, which blows my mind.
Oh, I've never done it before. So.
It's amazing.
If South Africa needs a hero, Kursi's the man. He knows everything. He
I
can
tell
do
you.
Everything.
He's never done all these things, but then he just does them magically. Like the set as
and
well is gorgeous.
And he's never said, no, I don't think that's possible. He's like, okay, cool, I'll see what I can do. And then next thing, there it is.
Yeah. You know where he gets it from?
Oh, really?
Yes, from Casper.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He used to work for me.
Oh. Now it makes sense.
I taught him.
No wonder he's ruining your show
and all this insubordination.
He knows me so well. No. Of course, congratulations. I was wondering whether you would be nervous pritting and bosticking them together. Oh, what you call me, pop? And then it was nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
God
thank you so
saw
much.
That it was good.
I think Kursi should make a Casper puppet.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great
idea.
Have you
got enough material? I want to congratulate you all, and please do give my congratulations to your fellow cast members as well.
Yeah.
Dan, great meeting you.
Lovely. Yeah, am I what a fort now?
What's no,
the, that'll be your next time.
Yeah. Next time.
Okay.
You're looking at two forts here.
Yeah.
Newly inducted.
Yeah. But okay. You are not.
Okay,
next time.
I still have to work at it.
Yeah. But no, we know we will invite you again, of course. Just get the right play.
Get a job, and then we'll invite you.
And none of that children's theatre cuck.
Yami, I'll see you in August for The Color Purple again, which I loved so much. And Ryan, great to see you again.
As always, great to see you.
So people, rush to your local Compu Ticket and buy for Avenue Q. A great show. It's starting tomorrow. And don't miss out. It's really quite enjoyable. It's wonderfully enjoyable. It's quite remarkable, actually, the show. And Kwesi, thank you and congratulations to you.
Thank you, Casper.
And Yaku has just fucking left.
He just had to run quickly.
To go vomit?
Just make a phone call.
Oh, yeah, because he is like the producer.
Yeah.
And producers have to run around. Now, tell me, people, what must I play from Avenue Q to play us out?
What's a good song? How about the opening? That's always a good one.
What is it called?
It's called It Sucks to Be You.
Avenue Q? Is it that Avenue Q theme, maybe?
No, that would be the opening.
That's
yeah.
The opening.
It Sucks to Be You. I think they...
What do you do with the BA in English? That's how...
We've played that already. Yeah. Oh, Mixtape is also so nice.
That's a lovely song.
We used to do mixtapes. Mm. I don't know if children still do mixtapes.
I think that's a great choice. That's a great song.
Yeah. I remember making mixtapes for people. And yeah, it's so wonderful because I think she made a day for everyone.
No, Princeton made it
for her and everyone else. Yeah,
and everyone else. Okay, that's nice. Okay, here we go with that. And we'll see you at the Monte Casino.
Thank you. Thanks,
this is CliffCentral.com.